This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Lately, the Oregon Department of Transportation has been the recipient of some bad press. First, we heard about their budget woes and how they were out of money and needed more and more, pretty much like all government entities. Then we had the hassle with the Crescent Cutoff Road and their announcement that due to budget cuts, they'd not be able to plow it this winter. But I'll tell you, right now, I have to stand up and give them credit. I happened to be on the Oregon coast 2 weekends ago when the gigantic ice storm hit the coast and dumped about a foot of snow here in Klamath Falls. Well, I've got to tell you, I have never seen anything like this ice storm. Trees, buildings, roads, even the road signs were coated in a thick layer of ice, which made driving pretty much non-existent. First, ODOT announced that the coast highway was closed, so there was no way to actually leave the coast to head for home. Then, of course, the power failed and we were all left in the dark. Now, we toughed it out for a couple of days and a couple very dark nights before hearing the road was open and decided to make a run for home. Well, the roads were unbelievable. I have never seen that much ice anywhere, and it made traveling incredibly hazardous as we heard of these 7 fatalities on Highway 97. But ODOT, as they're called, did a great job of getting the roads open, keeping them open, and doing everything humanly possible with plowing and de-icing to try to make them at least passable. The ice was probably a couple of inches thick heading into Corvallis from the coast. A trip that should take an hour turned into 2.5 hours. While cruising at a record 25 miles per hour, I noticed tree after tree after tree that crews had cut and hauled off the roadway. Sure, the road was open, but the weather was still not good, and these crews were working night and day to make everything passable again. Further on, I couldn't believe it, but chains were required on Interstate 5 in Eugene. That was hard to believe. But again, even with trucks on their sides and cars upside down on the side of the road, the ODOT crews were plowing and spraying de-icer and getting the job done of opening the roads as well as humanly possible. Now, I've criticized ODOT several times before, and I'll probably find fault with them again in the future, but I believe that their performance during this last massive winter storm was very, very good. It is a tough job, and they did it well. So let's give them their due for keeping the roads open and trying their best to keep the danger as low as possible. Also, it's kind of interesting watching what they're doing on Highway 140 around the lake. But then again, that's a story for another day. In the meantime, this is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.